Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Chicago at the NAFCD, which stands for the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors, and I'm with Jeff Hamer, who is the president of Gallagher, one of the big three floor covering distributors on the West Coast. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kemp.
Good to be with you. The last time I interviewed you was about 2010, April, May or so, and you had just acquired Gallagher back from Itochu, who was the company that had bought it in 2007. So you've been running it since then. I want to catch up on that. But before we get into some of the history, let's talk just briefly for those that may not know who Gallagher is. Tell us real quickly who Gallagher is.
Gallagher is a distributor based in Los Angeles with 17 locations on the West Coast, primarily wood, but we also do vinyl, LVT, laminate flooring, a lot of accessory products, and have about 5,000 customers.
And your family owned. It doesn't have your name because actually your family, I think, bought it in the mid-80s, but you and your brother run the company, right?
Yes, we do. And we got involved in 1980, actually. My immediate family bought it out in 1986. So, and then we sold in 2007, bought back in 2010.
All right. And you say on your website, I just looked at it before this interview, that you in 2012 you did about $95 million in revenue. Is that right?
Yes, we did. And then I think this year we'll be right around $125 million. So it'll be our second year of $30-plus million growth.
Well, that answered my next question. I was going to ask you the state of the business. Obviously, that kind of growth is tremendous. To what do you attribute that growth?
I think there's been some consolidation in the market. Some distributors have gone away, and I think others are in a more weakened position, and I think we've been able to take advantage of that. We've hired a number of, I think, really effective salespeople, have introduced a lot of new product lines, and I think we've grown our reach perhaps in some territories to go after more customers. So it's been a combination of things that have all come together, really driven that growth.
Now, when Itochu had you, they expanded fairly rapidly and took you into other areas, but you've kind of drawn back into a more manageable space now, right?
Well, when they bought us in 2007, we really was primarily in Southern California. And then during those 3.5 years, we opened a branch in Las Vegas, and we did a small acquisition in Northern California. And the footprint is essentially the same as it was then, but we've got more locations than we did when Itochu actually sold it back in 2010.
Now, I also scanned some of the news stories that we've run on Floor Daily just to be well prepared for this interview, and I see that you brought one of the lead people in from Golden State, and now he's part of your management team, right?
Rick Coach is just a terrific guy, and his family's been involved in the industry since the 1920s and actually had started the Golden State Flooring Company in 1927 and had sold it out sometime later to a large company called Higgins. That company ran into trouble with, like so many others, really, with this horrible housing depression that hit California and the West Coast, and they had some issues. So my brother and I reached out to Rick in 2010 and asked him to join as actually an equity player in the company, so he's a part owner as well. And it's been worked out really well. And Golden State went out of business a little over a year ago, and we've hired about 65 of their people and taken on several of their product lines and gone into some locations that they used to have. So it's been pretty remarkable how we've kind of absorbed much of that former, very formidable company that had just a wonderful reputation for many, many decades.
If I ask you this question, you know, what is the secret to your success? How are you able to grow as rapidly as you're growing? How would you answer that?
Well, I think we've got a really clear vision in terms of where the market's going. And we've been able to recruit and retain some really exceptional people. I think we've got good systems in place in terms of compensation and motivation. I think we've got some wonderful relationships with our suppliers. I think we've been able to do some things that I don't think anybody else is really doing out there from a distributor's perspective that have allowed us to really attack multiple different channels in ways that allow us to do things that really have generated a lot of business activity in a positive way.
Since you took the company back over in 2010, have you changed the lines that you carry much?
Well, prior to buying it back, we lost one of the major lines that we had. And so in the spring and summer of 2010, we really didn't have much other than a couple private label lines and some smaller wood lines. And so over the next year and a half, I think we've added probably 14 or 15 manufacturers, 5 or 6 pretty major ones, got into the vinyl business with IBC, got into the laminate business with Formica, expanded our import program, our private label programs, opened up a factory where we manufacture some high-end custom flooring products, and really almost reinvented the business because it was clear to us that what had happened and what the business model was prior to 2007 wasn't going to come back. It was going to be pretty different. And so we're able to almost start with a blank sheet of paper and say, what's the future going to look like? How can we build an organization that can best compete and ultimately win in this new environment. I think that's precisely what we tried to do, and I think we've been largely successful at accomplishing that.
So, Jeff, you're not just a distributor now. You're a manufacturer.
Well, what we recognized is that the high end of the market, and when we say high end, we're talking probably in California, you know, $5 million and up. And there's literally thousands of homes in that price point. Those people are looking for really unique and wonderful kinds of products, and a lot of wood goes into those homes. And so we really sought out to become a key player at the high end, and we put a factory together that can do all different types of treatments, so it's beveling and texturing and wire brushing and nail hole stimulation, wormhole stimulation, and then a comprehensive, really marvelous pre-finish line that allows us to do both oils and urethanes. And so we've introduced a product line that you really can't do on the job site. It has to be almost a factory-created kind of product. And we've got people working across the country that were penetrating markets throughout the United States with these products. And I think that's been really an interesting part of our business model, is we take products that really aren't available from the typical U.S. manufacturer into these really high-end communities and find acceptance with designers and home builders and ultimately homeowners for products that they really desire that have originally kind of initiated on the West Coast, where there really are the style trends really, I think, begin in many, many ways.
Where do you think distribution is going to go? You've just told me a little bit about private label. Obviously, that eliminates the ability for the consumer to showroom in your customers' locations. Talk a little bit about where you think distribution is headed.
Well, the function of distribution will always be around. There's going to have to be somebody getting product on a local market to the installers, the distributor, or the retailers, the consumers. I think what you have to do in today's market is you can't compete in the traditional way of going after retail floor cleaning stores only. That has to be a key part of the strategy, but it can't be the only part of the strategy. You have to be looking at commercial, multifamily, property management. You have to be looking at alternative installers of flooring. You have to be looking at different price segments, the high end, and you have to have different sales forces focused on these different kind of end user strategies. One of the hot ones right now is senior living, and we've got a whole group of people focused on that category. The thing that we accepted in the summer of 2010 is half the wood flooring business is gone from the traditional channel, and it's never coming back. And that's Home Depot, Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators, Floor Decor, and more. And so we said we have to put a product offering together that can appeal to our customers, but it's different from what a consumer can buy at those types of retailers. Because if we try to compete face-to-face, head-to-head with the big boxes and these kind of retail direct operations with comparable products at perceived higher prices and maybe lesser value, it's not a winning proposition. So you've got to find out how you can service the channels that are going to survive and really do very well at that. And that's how we've kind of built our business, and which is why our business really, I think, doubled in the last couple of years.
Do you think the independent specialty flooring retailer is going to survive?
Some will. I think that what we see is that the high end, those that can offer a really comprehensive design component, a variety of products, really expertise selling, unique products, kind of mix things together, I think those people will do reasonably well. I think that there'll be a group that are going to survive who can provide a product quickly to a consumer in an easy kind of transaction. But I think over time, you'll continue to see a reduction in the number of retailers as consumers choose a variety of methods to get their products. And as younger consumers move into the, you know, their middle age and their more floor buying kind of years, they've grown up in the Home Depot kind of world. We always believe it, John. We tell people all the time, you know, you have to live in the real world. You can't live in the world that it used to be or the world that you like it to be, but accept reality for what it is and then figure out how you can put a program together that meets the needs of people that are also winning like you want to win. And that's, I think, the key to the future of any business, and certainly in the flooring business as well.
Very interesting. One last question. What effect does the internet have on all of this?
I think the internet is a powerful tool for consumers to get information. And I think that it's rare that someone doesn't walk into a retail store without already spending time on the internet kind of understanding the product. They've probably also gone to Home Depot or Lowe's to just kind of get an understanding of what the different price points are and what's kind of out there. So you have to recognize you're dealing with a far more aware consumer than you were in the past. They know what they're looking for. They kind of understand what's out there. In terms of commerce on the internet, I think that's, at the present time, it certainly happens, but it's certainly not a significant channel to the market at this point in time. I think that it's a difficult product to buy over the internet. I think that more and more consumers are probably opting for, you know, a traditional retailer or a big box kind of environment. But it's evolving, and I think that you have to be looking where the internet is going and make sure that you've got kind of a relationship with the internet in a way that's going to be compelling for your business and really appeal to the people you're trying to make aware of what you're trying to do and how you're trying to do it.
Jeff, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Jeff Hamer, who's president of Gallagher, one of the big three distributors on the West Coast, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.